House Bill 1196, an act to authorize the funding of textbooks through the School Capital Outlay Fund.
House Bill 1196 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Madam President, thank you very much, and members of the body. House Bill 1196 is brought before you to allow school districts that they may use may purchase textbooks and software from the Capital Outlay Fund. Currently, they have to do it from the general fund, and this would just be permissive to allow them the discretion, if so needed, to do that. And one of the rationale is today, in today's market, with the cost of what textbooks, a textbook will cost $50, and in many school districts, if you have to buy a series of textbooks for the students, it could cost up to $75,000. And so, with that logic, it just seems like that to me is a fund that there is a capital expenditure out of their budget, and so it should be used for capital outlay. And I think that with software, with the cost of software, the way that's going up, that should too. They can currently, if they go buy, and we were told in committee, if they go buy a pencil or sharpener, that is a capital outlay expenditure. And if that is, school books last anywhere from 5 to 7 years in the school systems that they have, and so to me, with that time frame, that again looks like it should be a fund for school districts to use the capital outlay monies for that. And so with that in mind, I would just ask that you give favorable consideration to this bill, and that we would pass this bill. Thank you very much.
Further remarks?
Madam
Senator
President.
Everest. Senator Clavin.
Thank you. Just a question from Senator Munson.
State your question.
You say library books are considered as capital asset or outlay. How about law books? Are they also, or medical books?
Senator Munson.
If they go to the library, if they're using libraries.
And your law books as well?
If they use them for library, I would assume that would be capital outlay. Because one of the things they were saying, Senator, was that they figure those books will last 20 years or something like that, but that is a capital outlay. And
you depreciate those then as far as your business is concerned?
I'm not sure of that. I'd probably have to defer that to somebody else, Senator.
Can anyone else tell me that?
Madam President?
Senator Clavin has the floor.
I was asking if any other member could tell me about depreciation of those
particular items. Oh, all right, thank you. Would any other
items?
Member choose to respond? Senator Brose?
Yes. As I understand your question, would a medical book or law books to a business be depreciated? This bill specifically speaks to the school capital outlay fund. And if you would have, let's say, what you just mentioned going into that library, it would be considered, yes, as capital outlay.
Further remark, or Senator Clavin, you still have the floor.
Thank you. I guess I don't have the answer to the question, but I'll accept that. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Everest.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak, Madam President. It certainly is a different matter to compare depreciation in a business from capital projects in a school district. And traditionally, the capital outlay fund has been reserved for capital projects. It would be a unique step, and although I understand what Senator Munson's trying to accomplish here, to include textbooks in that aspect of capital outlay. It occurs to me, too, that for all these many years that we have not included textbooks in this definition through hard times and good times. So I'm not really sure of the necessity of this bill at this time. And I, for that reason, would oppose it. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I rise in support of this bill. I believe that there's been a mass confusion in this legislative body about what capital projects are and what capital outlay fund is. And I believe if you study the law very carefully, currently it says anything over $300 is supposed to be purchased out of the capital outlay fund unless it's an ongoing expense such as wages or salary, something like that. There's also a proposal in that will raise that limit to $1,000. If you need two or three textbooks, I can see purchase them out of general fund. But when you're trying to buy a series for two, three, or four grades, as many school districts do when they change, you need to purchase those or have the ability at least to be able to purchase those out of capital outlay. That's a very expensive process to try to buy a whole series of textbooks and then try to purchase them out of general funds sometimes isn't exactly the thing to do. Those textbook series will last anywhere from 5 to 7 years, depending on the series. Some will last up to 10 years. I would hope that you can support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I held my nose in committee and voted for this because I do think it kind of distorts and blurs the lines of my vision of what capital outlay should be used for. But I think the larger issue, ladies and gentlemen, are why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? And I think you all know the answer. And the answer is because it means the difference in many districts, given the status of their general fund, whether they would be able to buy textbooks at all. So I think that's a primary reason why members of the Senate Education Committee passed this bill out, and I'd urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator McIntyre.
I, too, would urge your support. We did pass this out after much discussion and much debate within the committee. I would submit to you that in a science class, if you buy a Bunsen burner, that's a capital outlay. If you buy a textbook for the students so that they know how to use the Bunsen burner, that can't be considered a capital outlay. I think it's a false division. Textbooks, as has already been stated, a textbook series runs in the thousands of dollars. It's not unusual for a school district of median size to spend tens of thousands of dollars in adopting the series and trying to keep up. Matter of expediency, we talk about good times and bad times. The public schools in South Dakota haven't had many good times in the last years. I think it's behooves us to do what we can. I wish we could do what we can, but it behooves us to do what we should to help with this. I've talked before about Band-Aids when we needed some corrective surgery. This is just a Band-Aid, but it's a Band-Aid that's necessary for many of these districts in this state. Please support this bill.
Madam President.
Further remarks. Senator Cleveland.
Thank you. Well, if I understand the taxing structure, that with capital outlay, there is no difference between the different classifications of properties. And for that reason, I think it would be an unfair burden on agricultural property to use this fund for this type of an expenditure, and also understanding the nature of certain types of buildings or developments as far as capital construction or capital expenses are concerned. So I'm going to have to vote no, and I would urge the body to look at it very carefully according to the property and taxation needs of their districts. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Bros.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body, I can assure you that as far as I'm concerned, I am not an individual that wants to broaden the capital outlay unless I feel that it's necessary or that it can help to solve a problem. First of all, if we look at the high cost of books and the increase that has been in that category, it has actually increased to the point that it has become a burden for schools to buy textbooks. During testimony, one of the high schools in South Dakota that is actually experiencing some real financial problems came to us to tell us as the way that they buy, let's say, a series of books, let's say they have a high school class, maybe if you have 50 students that are taking that course, they are budgeted and only able to purchase, like, let's say, 30 this year and 20 the next year so that they can stay within that budget. That tells me then that there are some kids that first year that are sharing books. And so we have created a problem for them. And this is a permissive bill. It says that they may. It gives them some flexibility. And of course, I think that that's important because as I hear on this floor so many times, that we got to have that local control. So therefore, I do encourage you to vote for the bill. I did inquire as to will it create some auditing problems. It will not. However, right now in auditing, they are given specifics as to what can be capital outlay and what not. And that's where we found some in there that you try to justify why they can be capital outlay and others cannot. So I do encourage your voting for House Bill 1196.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1196. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury? Everest,
no.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey,
no.
Ham,
aye.
Hotmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
no.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Steigers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Dennert, Senator Simmons. Madam President, ayes 28, nays 4, excused 3.
House Bill 1196 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.